Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question comes from a facilities manager at a managed residential estate. He's watching his water meter climb, and he's pretty sure there's a leak somewhere on the main supply, but it runs under tarmac, under a shared driveway. Can acoustic detection actually find that?
It's exactly the kind of job acoustic equipment is built for. When water escapes through a breach in a pressurized main, it produces a very characteristic sound, a kind of hiss or rumble. And that vibration travels through the pipe wall and up through whatever's above it. Our engineers place acoustic listening devices directly on the pipework at accessible points, stop valves, hydrants, meter chambers, and the equipment picks up that leak signal.
So you're not just pressing a microphone to the tarmac and hoping for the best?
No, though ground microphones are part of the toolkit as well. The real power comes from correlating the signal. Acoustic correlators use two sensors placed at separate points on the pipe. Each records the leak noise, and the software calculates the time difference between the two signals arriving. From that time difference and the known pipe length, it works out exactly where along that run the leak sits. We're talking accuracy to within a meter or less on a good signal.
That's remarkably precise. What makes a commercial estate tricky, though? Because I imagine it's not just a straight run of pipe from A to B.
Managed estates often have a complex network, branching mains, different pipe materials used in different eras, sections that were added as the estate grew. Pipe material matters a lot for acoustic detection because plastic pipe absorbs the leak sound more quickly than cast iron or copper does. On a long plastic main, the signal can fade before it reaches the sensor, so we need access points closer together. A well-planned survey accounts for that before the engineers go out.
And what about all that surface material above it? Does tarmac, concrete, gravel? Does any of that affect what the sensors pick up?
Ground cover affects the ground microphone reading more than it affects the correlator, because the correlator works through the pipe itself rather than through the surface. Tarmac and concrete do transmit ground noise, but they also carry vibration reasonably well, so a ground microphone placed carefully can still produce a useful reading. Loose gravel or soil tends to dampen the signal more. The correlator approach sidesteps a lot of that because you're listening through metal at the access points.
Right, so the correlator is almost reading the pipe itself rather than the ground. How long does a survey like this typically take on an estate? Because the facilities manager's probably thinking about disruption to residents.
Disruption is minimal at the survey stage. The detection work itself is almost entirely non-invasive. ADI engineers work from existing access points, so there's no digging and no breaking of surfaces during the investigation. The survey time depends on how much pipe is being covered and how many access points are available, but identifying a leak location on a typical estate main is usually a matter of hours, not days.
So the estate gets a precise location, and then the repair team only has to open up the ground in one targeted spot rather than digging along a whole run.
That's the point of the detection work. Acoustic leak detection gives the repair contractor a confident dig location, which keeps reinstatement costs down and limits the footprint on the estate surface. Without it, a contractor is guessing, and guessing under tarmac is expensive.
What would you tell that facilities manager to do first, before ADI even turns up? Is there anything he can do to help narrow it down?
Check the master meter when the estate is at its quietest. Early morning, no residents using water. If the meter's still spinning with all supplies closed, that confirms active loss on the network. Note which zones or sections show the most pressure drop, if there are zone valves, because that gives the engineers a starting point. The more information about the pipe layout and where access chambers sit, the quicker we get a result.
Brilliant. Really practical. Dave, thanks so much. That's cleared up exactly how acoustic listening works on a managed estate main. If you're dealing with unexplained water loss on a commercial or residential estate, ADI Leak Detection are among the most experienced water leak detection specialists in the UK. worth getting them in before you authorize a single meter of digging.